From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. In a minute, we'll hear from one of the oldest rockers around. But first, a new book from one of our oldest writers. Pulitzer Prize winner Herman Woke is 97 and just released his latest novel, The Lawgiver. Alan Chuse has this review.
The lawgiver of the title of this novel by nonagenarian novelist Woke, he's the biblical Moses. And in this playful new work of fiction, a 90-plus-year-old writer named Herman Woke is writing a novel about him, or trying to. Woke keeps getting interrupted by various movie people and investors who want his imprimatur for a movie about the great Jewish hero. We learn about all this in the form of an up-to-date variation of the old novel of letters. Woke creates the lawgiver out of emails, memos, letters, notes, and legal papers, messages between himself and his wife and agent Betty Sarah Woke, from the would-be producers, from the screenwriter, a Jewish woman from New York who lives on Catalina Island. She's been raised Orthodox and become secular, but now, near midlife, she's edging back toward the center line of her faith because of her work on the Moses story, all while she and her circle of New York friends fall in and out of love and back again. A few other subplots pop up here, but this is mainly it. Now, Woke has never been a great stylist, but here, near the end of life, we find him still dispensing compelling wisdom about the human heart in and out of love. Write a light-hearted novel about the impossibility of writing a novel about Moses, he says in a note to himself toward the end of the book. And in the end, you find when you get there, light-hearted turns to heart-breaking.
Alan Chuse reviewing Herman Woke's The Lawgiver.